talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Second down for the Bears. But the Eagles, that kicker misses the extra point. It's about to be third and long for the Bears.
I'll give him a break because he's been really good this year.
I know. It's just 12-0. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Yes, over on PlaySugarHouse right now, the Eagles are minus 2,000.
You see that stat?
172 to one on the yards.
You know, and I was just thinking,
third and 12. Eagles get themselves off the field. They definitely get at least 15 before the half. They'll get to 15-0. Minus 2,000 on PlaySugarHouse. We'll definitely go around the league as the Eagles pull away here. And surprise, surprise, the Eagles. Oh my goodness. Wide open receiver.
That's the first.
Should have been. First down.
First good throw that Mitch Trubisky's made all game. Good body language, by the way, from him.
No. Or is it possible that the throw took the guy too far out of bounds?
That's very possible.
I need to see Mitch Trubisky. Now we're getting a replay. It's a duck, but he's open. Actually, you know what? Wow, that's bad footwork. Yeah, that's on the receiver.
Allen Robinson needs to catch
that. Allen Robinson.
You know, and also,
the defense wasn't as bad as I thought in that. That was a decent throw.
Yeah, it was.
And zone coverage.
Yeah, Allen Robinson needs to come down with that. And I was thinking before that play that they've done such a good job of bottling up the one real weapon that this offense has.
And that's him, yeah.
Tariq Cohen and Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson's basically been just, that's the first time you heard his name. Tariq Cohen, they're trying to get him the ball, whether it be on the ground or with screen passes. And the Eagles defense has just not had it today. I mean, they've been dominating him.
And also, this shows, though, the corners. Obviously, we were worried about the corners as Eagles fans. So now, not a great team, but so far so good with the new old new corners.
Yeah, I mean, look, Taylor Gabriel would be probably your number two right now.
Yes,
no question.
Yep, you're right.
Allen Robinson would be your number two. I mean, the problem with the Bears, they don't have a number one. They have a bunch of number twos, and you need a number one when you have a quarterback as bad as Mr. Trubisky.
Right, so. You need a guy who just throw it. I'm gonna go get it.
Yeah,
just throw it.
You've seen how some of you know. Matt Stafford comes to mind. Matt Stafford's better than Mitch Trubisky, but early in his career, he was just chucking it up to Calvin Johnson. Matt Ryan
he would go get it, right.
Chucking it up to Julio Jones.
And many times what that does is, though, that builds your confidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
It gets you reading defenses better. And then you become a better quarterback because it works hand in hand. That's one of the things about both Donovan McNabb until he got T.O. and Carson Wentz for the most part. Neither one of them have had true number ones.
Yeah,
early. Know, Wentz has not had a true number one.
Now, the Bears tried to get a number one with Kevin White.
I mean, yeah, it just didn't work out.
He was
injured,
terrible.
The bad shin, a lot of injuries. But no, they tried, and the Eagles tried. I mean, you would think second round picks, they're supposed to be players. Aguilar was a first round pick.
Yeah, I was thinking about Aguilar when you said that.
I mean, they thought he was going to be, because he's physically almost the same size, Jeremy Maclin. I was high on him too.
Just about to say 9 years ago, 10 years ago, we were sitting here going, "Jesus, Jeremy Maclin, what a bust!" I mean, looking back on it, Nelson Aguilar makes Jeremy Maclin out to be an all-pro.
Maclin had 1,000-yard seasons.
Yeah, no, he was productive. But the fan base at the time wanted so much more from him.
Yeah, he had young
and
receivers.
Then you get Nelson Aguilar and realize what an actual serviceable bust is. You know, like a bust like a Marcus Smith, you can just cut bait. Nelson Aguilar shows you enough to stick around and get that $9 million where you're like, okay, you can make an argument. He didn't just suck outright. He didn't pull a Kevin White and get injured, and when he was on the field, he wasn't very good. He was good enough to just kind of continue to stick on a roster, and that's why they're paying him $9 million. And that's kind of even more frustrating than an all-out bust.
Plus,
you can cut bait and just regroup. Nelson Aguilar shows you glimpses, and you think
he'll still be in the league for sure.
Oh, how many times have we said, you know, this is the season of Nelson Aguilar? He's gonna break out.
Somebody's gonna sign him this offseason. Now, not to $9 million. He better save his money.
Oh, the Jets
take a pay cut.
The Jets will be all over him to be their number one wide receiver.
Oh yeah, it'll be Douglas.
He's got New York Jet written all over him.
The Eagles now get the ball first and 10.
Just to really hammer home how good this defense has been. 4:39 left. You figure this drive will take at least bare minimum a minute.
Yeah, minimum.
So
yeah.
3:40 left in the game, left in the half, and the Bears have 1 yard of offense.
Throwback. All right, awful. Got tipped.
I was going to say that was not.
Nah, got tipped.
But that's kind of what we talked about earlier in the game on the goal line. You roll one way and throw the other. I didn't hate the idea of it, but
no, me neither. Didn't hate the idea. Just got tipped at the line. The problem is it was slow developing. Slow developing play, which jams you up a little bit. Jams you up just a little bit. So 2nd and 10. Now, I would have started off with a first down run because they've had so much success running on first down.
Yeah, they've been gashing them.
And I would have had my 2nd and whatever. Now you 2nd down run and they get a ton of yards.
Good block by Sam Mallow.
Flag.
Okay.
Flag.
Coming back. Well, it was fun while it lasted.
Nah, it's definitely a hold. Unless it's a legal hands to the face or something. Yeah, it's holding.
Mac Hollins just got called for holding.
So first he's looking inside.
Was he even on that side?
Now he comes out or Sega Whiteside in the game, actually an actual sighting. But now you're
so
second.
He was on that side.
Yeah, now you're dealing with a 2nd and probably 2nd and 20. And look at he
oh
just
my
went
God,
and
he's
grabbed
him.
Him. Terrible by Mac Hollins. Terrible by Mac Hollins.
I never cut him.
Terrible by Mac Hollins.
Cut him.
Terrible by Mac Hollins. I can't.
I'm done with Mac Hollins.
Now you put him 2nd and 20 now.
So bad.
Just don't hold him and it's 2nd and 10. Or 3rd and 10.
He was a high pick. He was a 5th round pick. Cut the guy.
Like, I don't understand.
He can't play.
Special teams. You can find other special teams guys.
Oh, no, you can't. No. Our special teams would be a disaster without Mac Hollins.
Now look at this. Run play. Now it's 3rd and 25. And now the reason they're doing this is their offense has done nothing, so you're playing conservative because you don't want to turn the ball over. All that's caused by a bad holding call by Mac Hollins. It puts you at a spot where you don't want to take a risk because a fumble or interception is the only thing that can get the Bears back in the game.
They need to end it here. Like the Bears need to go into the half and go, all right, we'll get him next week. But if you go into the half and you're only down 12.
Or who knows?
The coaches are telling you it's a 2-score game.
Right.
Hey, we come out here, we get a stop, start the half, we get the ball back, we score, we're good to go.
Right. Mac Hollins, that's a killer penalty. Certain penalties kill drives. They don't kill games, they kill drives. And goes off the hands of Alshon. Wouldn't have been a first down anyway, but he's looking for a flag when he should have just been focused on catching the damn ball.
Whole wide receiving core.
Catch the ball.
Their thought process is, there is no possible way that I...
See? That's off the hands.
Yeah. You need to catch
that. That's off the hands.
Now, to play devil's advocate...
Nah, he's got
to
catch that.
To play devil's advocate, he's going from the sun into the shade.
You think maybe he didn't see?
I think it could have an effect. It has an effect in Major League Baseball with you know when pitchers the shade is creeping over. Look, I'm really reaching for an excuse for Alshon Jeffrey, but in the end of the day, if it hits you in the hands, you got to catch it.
He's their
best sure handed wide receiver, and he didn't come up with it.
Yeah. All right. 610-632-0975. Ugh.
Love that, Carolina. Love that.
Carolina up. What's that? 10-0.
10-0. I got Carolina.
Tennessee. Quarterback change has not worked. You got a score update there, Tyler?
Yeah, so and in fact, that was a little bit behind. Carolina has the football again, 3rd and 1 on right around the 50. The Bills up 17-6 at halftime over the Redskins. Dolphins with a 14-7 lead as they look for their first win of the year, about 4.5 minutes left there. The Colts with a 6-point lead over the Steelers, but the Steelers do have the ball. They're about 20 seconds away from halftime. The Chiefs with a 10-3 lead over the Vikings. They also have the ball with a 2-minute warning. And the Panthers, as you just said, as we mentioned, 10-0 over the Titans with the ball.
Gotcha. Now drop by Cohen.
That's like the 4th or 5th drop by this wide receiving core.
It's bad.
The Bears. They have no interest in playing this game.
No. I mean, he found a little. He's a guy who can get open, too, Cohen, because he's shifty. Who do you put on him? Do you put a safety on him, a corner on him, a linebacker on him? That's the advantage that Darren Sproles exploited for the last 20 years. He has some of those qualities, but not if he don't catch the ball. And now they're in a 2nd and long situation and almost picked off because I don't know who he was throwing that to.
Should have been picked off. And if he picked it off, I would have won on PlaySugarHouse.com because I had Mitch Trubisky over 0.5 interceptions per the game.
There you go.
So it's costing me money.
He's partially not throwing interceptions because they haven't had him really do any challenging throws third and 10 now. Eagles get themselves off the field, and they'll have plenty of time, two timeouts and a two-minute warning, to get a score before the half. So Eagles need to get themselves off the field here. I know they've played great the entire half, but third and 10, mandatory get off the field.
100%. You know, I mean, you need this Bears offense to go into halftime dejected.
Yep, with that zero, right.
Where that message at halftime does nothing.
Looks like a false start that they miss, and they're on his behind.
They got him.
On his behind.
They have minus...
That Jenkins?
Yep. They have minus probably 7 yards of offense right now.
Unbelievable.
Now we got to worry about Derek Barnett getting a flag because he was talking to one of the offensive linemen, and he's kind of a knucklehead.
But
great
Sanders,
job. I'll tell you what.
There's also up the middle, though. There was middle pressure there.
Yep.
That helped the sack. So
there was nothing Mitch Trubisky could have done on that.
Yeah, nothing. That's not on him. That is not on him.
And
we're not big Mitch Trubisky fans over here.
No, no.
Nothing he can do. Middle pressure is killer. Edge pressure you can beat. Middle pressure, killer.
And I'm not a big fan of Jim Schwartz either. He's dialed up blitzes at the perfect time this game.
And
he
almost gets to another punt. Will he actually get a return? This will be Sproles' first return. Everything up to this point has been onside kick, not much of a turn, 35-yard line. Two-minute warning,
you have
two
exactly
touchdowns.
2 minutes to work, so... I mean,
I want three.
I want them to at least get 3 points.
I want three.
More points on the board.
I would want more if Deshaun was playing.
You know, but I just worry what's going to happen is they're going to come out...
Conservative.
Hand the ball off, take their time. Depending on what happens there, then they'll decide if they're actually going to go for it and try to score before the half. No, I want them to go out and just impose their will on this team.
No, I get you. I get you. Dave in Center City, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic in the green zone.
Gentlemen, so far so good. I really would like for the Eagles to pitch a shutout, but if I am Matt Nagy, I get Chase Daniel in this game to start the second half.
I hear you, but
I was thinking about that.
I hear you, just for the spark. The quarterback, though, has been under siege,
yeah.
And I don't know if that's going to change with Chase Daniel.
And some of the throws he has made, and granted, he hasn't made many throws, but some of them that he has made, they've just dropped. I mean, they're not playing to play devil's advocate. To your point, Dave, it doesn't really look like they're playing for Mitch Trubisky, though. They look just completely checked out of Mitch Trubisky.
No, and you know, this speaks to Doug Peterson. There's a football team, the Chicago Bears, that if Parkey could kick a field goal, who knows how far they would have went last year. And right now they look like a glorified FCS college football team. Gentlemen, this game is not over yet. And like Tyrone said, the Eagles have to really bury this team early. Let's go for a shutout as usual. I love Tyrone and Pat the Bat Eagle.
No, I appreciate it, man.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate it. We're calling the green zone. You know, 12, so here's the thing. We do have to give some credit to the Bears' defense because they have been, your yards per play rank is still like fifth in the league as far as their defense. It's not like the Eagles have put 12 points on a dog defense. The issue is at least one of those field goals should have been a touchdown. And if right now, if you're sitting... He had to miss extra point. Let's just say he would miss that extra point. 15-0 right now with the ball feels better.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is my point. Because I can't assume he'd make the extra point because he already missed one. So three more points. 1-6 instead of a 3. And then it's 2 touchdowns and a field goal, and you feel a little better than 2 field goals and a touchdown.
Absolutely. And then at that point, everyone's invited to Club Tyrone.
Yeah, at that point. And now with this one, I think they're going to get 3.
Open door policy.
Showing the NFC East. Boy, Washington. That's the difference between Washington and Miami and the Jets in Miami is they're doing it on purpose.
Well, look, I mean, if
the Washington's not. Washington's bad because
the Washington's a dumpster fire. The Cowboys are going to win tomorrow. I think we all know that.
Yeah.
They're going to improve to 4-4. The Eagles should improve to 5-4.
They'll be 5-3. They had a bye. They're 4-3 right now, Dallas.
Oh, I'm geez.
They'll be 5-3.
Hey, this is why you drive the show. Math is never my strong suit. But you're going to have the same amount of wins. You're going to the bye week, but it goes back to my original point at the beginning of the show. You're not out of this division.
You're not out of anything. You're not out of a wild card either. You're not out of anything if you win this game. You lose this game, you might be out of everything. But you're not out of anything if you beat the Bears going into the bye, and then it's split with those two after the bye, and you will make the playoffs, I believe.
So, I mean, this is what I was worried about.
There is actually a scenario.
That's what I was worried about. We're just going to run the ball now.
Yeah, because now it's third and short. There is a scenario in which the Eagles could even lose to Dallas again and finish 10-6 and make the playoffs.
With the way your defense is playing.
Right now, yep.
Throw the damn ball, because you should, even at the risk of...
And you punt the ball. They got a minute exactly. And one timeout.
Oh my God, we might have to get the ball back. Ball back to who?
Right.
Mitch Trubisky? He's literally orchestrated an offense that has negative yardage in this game.
Right. Zach Ertz.
What are you scared of? They're playing
Ertz
scared.
Here. Ertz.
That was not,
catch that.
Yeah, he does. That was not a good throw. He also, I mean, he was waiting for the crossing pattern.
It's in front of you. You got to catch that.
He's
got to catch that.
Let's see.
He's got to catch that.
I think it's hard.
How's he only get one hand up?
I think it's harder than it looks.
No.
I put that more on Carson than...
I disagree. I think
has
to catch. If he hits your hand, you got to catch that.
But he had two guys. I don't know if it was Goddard or if it was... Ertz, but he had two guys going there, and as soon as they crossed, they were both open, and he failed to hit either of them.
He hit Sproles in the hand. Sproles chose not to catch it for whatever reason, and now they're inside their own 20, and they're not going to.
So let me ask you. I said how the Bears are. It looks like they're just not going to play for Mitch Trubisky. Do you think the Eagles are not playing for Carson Wentz?
No, I think he just dropped the ball.
We've seen that a few times this game. Or
I think that Sproles is cooked. That's what I think.
Oh,
I think Sproles is cooked.
Come on.
I do. I think he's washed up and hurt, and he shouldn't have been back.
I can't believe a guy that size has that many yards in the NFL. Like, that many total yards.
I think
yardage.
He's finished. I think, no, not that he's a bad player for his career.
No,
I'm
just saying.
I think he's done.
Yeah,
now.
To add on to your point, there's a lot of mileage on that body.
Yeah, I just think there's nothing left. Because I tell you what, I think Super Bowl year, now he was hurt a lot. The year before the Super Bowl,
oh, Jesus.
I think Sproles would have made that catch.
Rodney McLeod just got okey-doked. But, I mean, I don't have any worry whatsoever that the...
No, that they're going to get 50 yards.
The only worry that I have is that Jim Schwartz goes into that...
Prevent?
Yeah, that prevent.
Also, tackle once inbounds and the half's over because...
The Bears have one timeout.
Right, so one tackle inbounds. I know they're going to try to run everything outside, which is smart, obviously, but that also keeps you from getting chunks. So,
they've been getting decent pressure on Mitch Trubisky. Now, he's able to run out there. That should be a flag.
And late.
Yeah,
why late hit?
Should be a flag.
Why do that? Why?
I think that's more of a bang-bang play. I want to see a replay of it, though.
It's clearly got 15 yards.
In real time, I'm going, okay, I mean, that's quarterback sliding and a guy sliding to take out the quarterback. But I didn't look at it like it was... I understand why they threw the flag.
If I'm the Eagles, Gary's pulled.
That was Sendejo.
Oh, Sendejo?
Yeah, I think so.
Sendejo's going to get cut.
He's going to get ejected today.
I can't with Sendejo.
They'll cut him. Because there's something with the comp
pick. He's down. Why?
Yeah, that's stupid.
That's why? An ejection.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Why?
That's stupid.
Why?
That's
and he
dumb.
Lowers the shoulder.
Just
I just dumb. Don't know why.
I am sorry to
why?
Every listener that just heard me somewhat defensive.
That's their
him.
first down.
I apologize.
By penalty by Sendejo. And now they didn't have to use a timeout, and it's 48 seconds.
They need to cut him.
You get him up to the 35-yard line. You cut him, and you get the comp pick back. He's got to go.
Yeah, he's not. Think about his impact on the season. He took out Avante Maddox. Okay, that's about it.
Yep.
I honestly can't think of any positive things that... Earlier in the game, he was able to shed a tackler... Unfortunately, he was unable to bring Cohen down the backfield, which he should have done. Cohen was able to scramble out of it and I think get, you know, back to the line of scrimmage, but he should have hit him for a negative yardage play, and he's not good.
I'm disgusted.
And Tyrone, you know, you grew up same time as me, you know. I wish somebody would have sat me down and told me how lucky I was to have a safety duo of Brian Dawkins and Michael Lewis.
Yeah, so Michael Lewis went
bad.
And
then Quentin Michael.
Really good.
And then Quentin Michael shows up.
Very good player.
Undrafted player to Boise State.
Great player. Lasted
right
a long time.
I mean, we were just a barrel of riches with the safety
position
for
a
while.
You had the great Wes Hopkins and Andre Waters.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of good safeties in this town. Right now you have Jenkins. That's it.
Yeah.
And he's good. Not a B-dog level.
I like McCloud. Sandejo
stinks. And McCloud, nice player. I think he gets hurdled too much. He's not physical enough.
I think he's...
At times.
Nice player is the perfect way to put it.
Yeah. Almost picked off
and
there.
By McCloud. And that's almost the third almost play he's made this game.
And now
that's
fourth
the third
down.
Almost interception he's had. He had the play earlier in this drive where Cohen literally just stopped on a dime and let McCloud go by him. He's having an almost game. He's just a hair off with everything. And damn it, I need my interception. When I don't play Sugar House, I made the bet. I think I put $2 on it. That's a lot of money for me. They're just going to take a knee, right?
No, it depends on the return. You got two timeouts. But the Eagles, and I got to hear the commentators say that they got a little bit off his rhythm. That's not true. There was a penalty. Otherwise, they had to use their last timeout.
Yeah, they're
now they're going to just kneel. All right. 610-632-0975. We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Eagles don't kneel. They go into the half 12-0. Fanatic Green Zone presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. We have unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino. Custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Eagles up 12-0 at the half. Let's go to the phones real fast. Tommy in Havertown before we get to Tuck. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Hey, what's up, Tyrone?
What's up, Tommy?
Hey, man. You know, I've been listening to you guys. I totally agree with you guys. It's crazy. Like, defensively, we're playing great, but we also could have had like three or four interceptions, you know? And McCloud, yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like McCloud totally, like he got beat on a couple plays. Like, you know, we look really good on defense. So I don't want to complain about those guys. But like offensively, I feel like, and I want to see if you guys agree, but like this season, I feel like Peterson is like, he's regressing on his play calls.
He hasn't been perfect, but I don't agree but to him regressing on play calls. The reason is he can't make certain some of these guys become better players. How many wide receivers does he have right now that you trust?
It's hard to have good play calls
if you don't have players that can make plays. How good does a play call to Aguilar look if Aguilar actually makes a play on the ball?
That's a lot better then. Yeah, and that's true, but that's true. My question, like, it seems like he's throwing out to the sidelines all the time. He's making, like, 10, 12-yard passes, but it's for a 2-yard gain to the sidelines. Like, why is he making all those?
Because the receivers can't make plays. I'm trying to tell you the answer, Tom.
Yeah.
Tommy, it's the receivers. You have tight ends that you can trust. So so you saw Ertz get the touchdown. What does the defense do naturally? They adjust. They double team Ertz. They clog the middle of the field. So then who has to make a play? A wide receiver. I'll ask you again, Tommy. If you're the coach, which wide receiver do you trust to make a play?
Yeah, that's true. And another question about Wentz. Do you think it looks to me like Wentz, I don't think he has the touch to be able to throw over.
All right, let's go on the line. We have David Tuckman. Tuck, how are you, man? Halftime.
I'm good. I got to tell you, man, I hear people that don't love Carson Wentz in Philly, I don't get it. I'm telling you.
We don't either.
Like, I mean, are they watching the other side? I mean, are you watching Chicago Bears fans going, Trubisky. We could have had Patrick Mahomes. Jet fans, we could have had anybody else. I mean, every other team out there, except maybe two, would love to have Carson Wentz. Be happy. That said, a good half from the Eagles, right?
Yes.
I mean, we dominated the line. You know, we stopped a quarterback that we should stop. Obviously, the score does not indicate the domination that it was, which is a little bit worrisome. But, you know, another injury from DeSean Jackson, and obviously that's the case.
And that's what jams open. As you heard me with the previous caller, the one limitation that both the coach and the quarterback and then the offense has is you just don't trust. Without DeSean Jackson, right now there's just not a lot of receivers that you can trust out there right now to make a play. And we see, you know, every time they do a game break, we see it out in Kansas City or in this town or that town, some receiver go out there and grab a ball and go snatch it down. I haven't seen any Eagles guys go grab a ball basically all season long.
No, you got alligator arms, Aguilar. I mean, that's what it is there. I mean, I think this Eagles team is going to go as far as their running game and their offensive line take them. You know, I love Miles Sanders. We've been talking about that since week one. I love that 1-2 punch between Miles Sanders and Jordan Howard. They're going to go as far as they take them. And then obviously Carson Wentz isn't going to hurt them. You know, and hopefully DeSean Jackson gets healthy. Like I said before, you know, they have the pieces in place if they can stay healthy. And you can see how dominating they can be when the opposing quarterback can't exploit their weaknesses in the secondary.
You're absolutely right. Now, looking around the league right now, is there anything you already picked the Sunday night game for people out there? You picked the Patriots. You like them -3. Is there anything that jumps out to you right now as we look around halftime at some of the 4 o'clock? Obviously, we'll talk to you more later on in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, like I said, I got the under in the Cleveland Denver game. I got the Patriots. Hey, listen, I'm happy to go contrarian. Generally speaking, if you're contrarian in sports betting, you're probably going to do better off.
For sure.
In terms of live in-game betting, PlaySugarHouse.com does a really great job there. Live in-game is just fantastic. It's very easy to navigate through. I like the Tennessee Titans getting +15. Don't think they're going to win this game, and I was on the wrong side of that pick. But Ryan Tannehill throwing the ball, they still have the receivers there. I think they get a couple of garbage touchdowns and keep this game a little bit closer than – I think the score – is going to be closer than the game actually was. So I like the Tennessee Titans getting 15. I kind of like the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. I think there's some value there in the second half. The Colts have been a surprisingly good team, obviously. Frank Reich does just a masterful job in coaching. But I do like the Steelers to keep that game close, and I think there's some value there if you want to bet on the Steelers side. Right now it's 16-13, and especially if you can kind of jump in there and figure out a thing. And the one thing I will say to all the New York Jet fans out there, because I know we're live in that area as well.
Yes.
Man, is this when they fire? I mean, hashtag fire Adam Gase? I mean, at what point do they see enough and just go, let this guy go?
And you know, it's clumsy because this GM, they hired the coach before the GM. So I think it'll come down to is, does the owner trust the coach? Which, how could you? And do you trust the GM to hire his own guy? Remember, Joe Douglas was hired after the fact. He was sort of, Gase at one point was like the coach and acting GM for like a couple of weeks before they got this installed. Really oddly. So I think that's what it's going to come down to, right? Do you trust your GM to bring in one of his guys that he could collaborate with?
I mean, they could have had Matt Rhule and just giving him power.
Yes.
Or they decided to go with...
He's doing great at Baylor so far, undefeated.
Adam Gase, who was coaching a terrible Dolphins team.
Right.
And he's about to lose to a bad Dolphins team.
It's unbelievable,
worst team in the league.
I know. I feel for Jets fans, because a lot of times Jets fans and Eagles fans are very similar in what they've gone through. Obviously, the Eagles broke their Super Bowl streak. It's been quite a while for the Jets. Do you think that's what it's going to come down to, just the tug and the push and pull between the owner and the GM, possibly?
You know, I've always had a theory about this. I feel like owners who make their own money, owners that do their own thing and build their own business, generally are stronger leaders. The owners that kind of inherit it and just get lucky, like, you know,
Dan Snyder.
Dan Snyder, the Johnson family. I mean, I just feel like, you know, you look at Bob Kraft up in New England. You know, I mean, he built his own empire up there.
Right, self-made man.
He's a leader. Yeah. Right. And I just feel like in New York, I mean, you said it best. It's just dysfunction upon dysfunction, because you let a general manager, you know, sign Le'Veon Bell, which I was fine with. Okay, no big deal. Hire a coach, and then you fire the general manager. Okay, something's off there, right?
Right.
I mean, what are you thinking?
Right. And
it just
now,
didn't make any sense.
And how are you going to build a roster and evaluate a roster if your coach and your GM aren't on the same page? They have to be on the same page. If they're not in lockstep, it doesn't work.
The dysfunction there is just unbelievable. So like I said, right now the Tennessee Titans are plus 16.5. I'm kind of I think the Titans, they have enough there at quarterback and wide receiver to kind of keep this game, get some garbage touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and maybe we can make some money on that one.
All right, thanks so much, Tuck. We'll talk to you at the start of the fourth quarter. We'll talk about Monday night, Sunday night, and any last-second bets if the Eagles game, if it's still competitive.
Yeah, I'm going to sell you guys on why the Patriots are going to win this game versus Baltimore. Okay, Pat?
Yeah, tell me why I'm going to lose my money.
Well, you can go back and make another bet.
I plan on buying out of the one bet and putting into the
there
other
it
one.
Is.
So go ahead.
Thanks so much, Tuck. We'll talk to you a little later.
Later, boys.
All right, real fast. Henry and Tampa before we go to break.
I've been waiting to talk to Henry.
What's up, Henry?
Tell me why they're going to lose, Henry.
Why they're going to lose? I'm not going to say they're going to lose, but I'm just not happy the way the Eagles are performing, and we're not scoring more points against the Chicago team.
Why do you think that is?
I'm kind of worried when we play the Patriots and the Seahawks.
That's a bye week, Henry.
That's a bye week.
The bigger news with Henry is, Henry, are you aware that you are a movie star?
No, I'm not. I wish I was.
No, you are, because I went to go see a documentary made about the Eagles Super Bowl run. It's called, I already forgot about it. Maybe next year. Yes. Thank you for the assist. Maybe next year. And it has a big sports radio feel to it. They have Mike in it. They have Anthony in it. And they also have some callers in it that I recognized. Henry from Tampa is in the movie.
Look at that. Look at you, Henry.
Not really.
I swear to God,
yeah,
Henry.
Check it out. Find a movie.
I was sitting in the theater, and I go, oh, my God, it's Henry from Tampa. And I texted people at work. I said, Henry from Tampa is in this movie.
Yep, so tell people about it. Get it downloaded.
Maybe next year. It's great.
Maybe next year. It's about when the Eagles
won.
What's
the name of the movie?
It's called Maybe Next Year. It's a documentary. It followed the Eagles Super Bowl run that entire year. So for someone like you that thinks that they're going to lose every game, this will be perfect for you because you can relive the glory days.
See, there you go, Henry. All right, 610-632-0975. We'll be right back here on the Green Zone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Yes, The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino, custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And they're both in the house. They're both in the house. Joy, Jamie Lynch, and Andrew Salchunas after the Birds game today for the Fanatic Eagles postgame show. Eagles have 2nd and 8. Moving the ball pretty well. And now a flag's down. A false start.
What's your problem?
And then Jamie Lynch comes in messing with.
What was that? What's your beef?
I don't want to know what's going on here. While you guys work out, Alshon goes offside.
What's
thanks
your
a
beef?
Lot. Mitch in East Windsor. What's up, Mitch? You can watch the game with us as the Eagles have 2nd and 13 due to a penalty.
Don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
What's up, Mr. Johnson?
What's up, Mitch?
Good. Just for you guys, I think they're going to be wearing different uniforms. Mitch Trubisky?
What about him?
I looked a little while ago. I mean, 3 for 6 for 9 yards. I mean,
yeah, he's slinging it.
Cosplays.
Yeah, he's not great.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, somebody dressed up like Mitch Trubisky for Halloween and got into a game.
Yeah.
My God. I mean, there'll be so many good quarterbacks coming out next year. They might want to start thinking about tanking.
The problem is the tough spot is they're not going to be bad enough to get one of the good quarterbacks.
Yeah, but also,
unless they trade up.
We literally say that seemingly every year. Oh, there's a lot of good quarterbacks coming out. Mitch Trubisky was a good quarterback going out.
Yeah,
he's
a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, I only played 1 year. No, but you are right about that. We don't know who's going to be good. The point is, we should value the good quarterbacks, and that's something in Philadelphia we do not do.
6 years ago, we were ready to do the deal for a guy who sucks.
Right. I like that the Eagles have Carson Wentz and not Marcus Mariota, for example. Like, because both were, you know what I mean? Both were second pick in the draft. Which one would you rather have?
I would rather have the guy who's still a starter.
That's what I'm saying.
That's just me, though. That's
not
my analysis.
No. Not said. Yeah, that hot take. So
the hot take.
That's what it comes down to. When you have
the Eagles and Washington pick like 10.
They were.
So, no, they were both.
Maybe Jack Fromm. Maybe Jake Fromm
from Georgia.
Big arm. I don't know. Listen, I don't know if he can play in the pros. I don't know. I don't know, Mitch. But Trubisky's bad, but the Eagles are driving. Thanks for calling the Greens, old buddy. 1st and 10. All right. I don't mind keeping honest. This is the thing that's going to haunt the Eagles without DeSean Jackson all year. I know a lot of people are upset that the Eagles don't have more points, and I understand it to a point. The problem is, once you double the tight ends, which they're going to do at times, you have a possession receiver on one side, a guy you don't know what you're going to get from in the slot, and absolutely nothing on the other side opposite that possession receiver. You're going to have times where you got to play conservative and just win with defense and running the ball. It's not how we want to play, but right there you see a tight end making a play and a late hit.
Zach Ertz continues to
Late hit.
Yak Zach is alive and well.
He's having his best game of the season, and it was a late hit. So tack on 15 to the end of that or half the distance to the goal, depending on the yard line, because Ertz was absolutely out of bounds. Now,
Yak Zach is balling.
That's where the Eagles are going to be at times, and I get it. I'm not saying that anybody who wants them to have more points right now are wrong, but we have to recognize once DeSean went out with the injury, you're back to a corpse on opposite Alshon Jeffrey.
I think it's on Doug.
You'll have your time.
Yeah, you'll have your time.
You'll have your time during the postgame.
I don't blame Doug as much as I blame the personnel. I got to have good players. Now, I can blame the GM for not making a trade for a good player. But
it's on Doug not to put J.J. Arcega-Whiteside in a game.
That's true. It's also Mac Hollins to look to the end. Don't have him in there if he doesn't know how to read zone coverage with two men inside and he's looking for the ball inside when it throws outside.
He doesn't know how to read that.
Like, why is he looking inside? You know what play I'm talking about, bro, now that you're here, where the ball has to be outside and he's looking inside.
Right up the
touchdown.
Middle.
All right.
You know what that is? That's cash money.
Get it outside.
That's cat. Did I have him?
Look at that.
Maybe I didn't.
Jordan Howard, right up the middle. Just like that, though. You should go for two. It's 18-0. They should go for two. They already missed the extra point.
People
just
on
get
Twitter
the 20.
Telling me before the half, oh, this game's not over yet. Stop.
Calm down.
Stop. The game's over. The game was over last week when they lost on Eddie Pinheiro's stupid kick.
Yeah, it's what we're talking about now is style points, looking ahead to other situations.
Just padding my stats.
Things like that. They're going to win this game, and look at that. And also, that drubbing that's happening up front where the Eagle offensive line, again, on a team, man on man, because they're a running team now, and they kick it, and he just inside. All right, 19-0.
Yeah, on the stat sheet, that's good.
Yeah, 19-0. So, we'll give you all the updates on Play Sugar House.
By the way, we're covering now. 17.5.
If you hit that early.
That's called a cover.
Let's give you an update. These are the only point spreads now available on PlaySugarHouse.com. It's funny you bring that up. Now, remember, the game, it was 3 to open the week. Got up to 5 when they said that DeSean and Jernigan and those guys were going to play. Right now, if you want to make any kind of action on the point spread, -15.5, -21, -21.5, -28.5. Now, those are your choices now with the game 19-0. On the money line right this minute, 67% of the money's coming in on the Eagles. Now, I don't know why people will be betting the money line on the Bears right now. I guess because it's such a good value. But as far as money line, I think this is a game that you stay away from. There's other prop bets. Now, there's other total bets. But I'm staying away from, because right now, next team to score, you can get some action on that. They've taken the money line down temporarily. -117, it'll be the Bears. -121, it'll be the Eagles. So if you think the Eagles will score next, make a bet.
I do think the Eagles will score next.
I do too.
I will put 50 cents on that.
There you go. Go ahead and go on Play Sugar House and do that.
Let's live a little.
610-632-0975. We'll be right back here on the Green Zone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.